This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Someone who was in the jungle, not for that long, it's former Lib Dem MP, Lembit Opik. He joins me now. Morning, Lembit.
Good morning. What do you mean, not for that long?
Well, you got
16
booted,
days.
You got booted out second.
No, third, actually, young man.
Excuse me. Listen.
I could sue you for that.
We should, yes, you probably would. We should declare an interest. We have worked together on Come Dine With Me.
And I beat you on that as well.
You know, okay, do you want to know the... Why have you suddenly developed a James Bond villain cackle? Where has that come from?
Well, shaken but not stirred.
Do you want to know how you beat me on that?
Only because I couldn't cook.
Your cooking was terrible. I gave you a really low score, right, of two, because your food was awful. And then I said, oh, can we film that again? Because I don't want to look bad. And I gave you a six.
I still beat you.
You did.
I still beat you, Lee.
I came last and I had to pretend I didn't care when inside I'm going, oh, can I just go home now? Listen, you were in the jungle. Is it appropriate? You were in the jungle when you weren't an MP. Is it appropriate for a serving MP to take a month to go off on a jolly like this?
It's not mandatory to do it, but I think that Nadine is if she's doing it.
Of course, if, yes.
It's completely reasonable for her to do it. And I think that it's that woman there, when she said, oh, well, who's paying Nadine? Actually, it's not the taxpayer. It's the money from advertising from ITV that's paying for it. So, yes. And also, I think that she's quite right. Nadine is, I think, on the side of the angels because she does speak her own mind. And that's a good place to do it.
She will be getting paid well, and it will be coming from ITV. But will she still be getting her MP's salary?
Yes, she will be, and I don't think that...
That's not appropriate, is it?
Oh, come on. Just let's ease off, then.
Hang on a minute. She's going to get paid for a month's worth of work when she's not there. Imagine if I took a month off from three counties. I wouldn't get paid, Lembit.
If Nadine was an invisible MP, we wouldn't be having the conversation. But actually, she works really hard, and that's why we're having the conversation. So I think that she's entitled to 4 weeks, or 3 or 4 weeks, whatever length of time it takes, a little bit of downtime. And
get paid for it.
Yeah, I think so. And if your listeners don't agree, then they can call in. But basically, she is basically a decent person. Now you're doing the evil Dr. M. Cackle.
I was laughing at how you've taken over the show. If your listeners don't agree, they can call in. You're doing it for me.
I want your job. But
I know you do, Lembit. Hands off. Hands off this one. All right, fella. Do you think she'll make good TV?
She is an outstanding television personality. Mm. One reason that she will be in there is because she's characterful. But let's recognise that I'm a Celebrity gets people in four characters. And,
yep.
And the second thing is that they will basically edit her the way they want her. So they can make her look great, they make her look bad. It's entirely down to them how they make her look. But the thing about Nadine is she is one of those very few politicians who does seem to appeal to the general public, and that's a good reason to have her in.
It's interesting you say that. They will, of course, edit it how they want it to. She is saying that it'll be a good way of getting her message across, but they won't necessarily show her message, will they?
No.
It's a dangerous game to play.
Ian, that's completely true. Basically, you do get interviewed for a role, and they can make her look bad, they can make her look good. Think about it this way. There are about 200 cameras there. You've got 24 hours of coverage, and you've got about 10 or 12 people. So they'll take the 2 or 3 minutes that they want to use in order to make it look good or bad. And that's a risk. I mean, George Galloway paid the price, though he's back in Parliament now. Nadine's sort of stupid. She probably realises that. And also, who knows what her ambitions are. She probably doesn't expect to be Prime Minister anytime soon. But I'll be watching it because she's there.
How do you think it will go down with the government, her being in there?
Oh, Cameron will be concerned because she's an uncontrollable, unguided missile. And in that sense, she could do him good, she could do him bad. Who knows what she's going to say? But the most important thing about Nadine is that she says what she thinks and she thinks what she says. So depending who else is in the jungle, they have got their own little mini government in there. And if somebody else starts squealing about spiders, she'll say, don't be so soft. They're just like Liberal Democrats.
Oh, look at you, a little bit of politics there, Lembit. I see you're still continuing your stand-up comedy career. It says in the papers, 40 grand. She'll be getting more than that, won't she? How much did you get?
Good try, but no cigar.
Come on! I was offered 80 last year and I turned it down.
Well, obviously I'd do it for twice that.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.